The Potawatomi say their 20-year-old casino near downtown Milwaukee is the largest Native American-owned gaming establishment in the U.S. without an attached hotel. The tribe plans to change that in a big way, putting up a 20-story hotel that will have 382 rooms and cost $150 million. James Crawford is vice chair of the Potawatomi's executive council. He hopes having the hotel convinces gamblers to stay longer.
If you're a gamer, you want to be able to come and stay in a hotel that's connected to the casino, be able to get up in the morning, go down and play or do whatever you want, and then when you get tired, go to your room and relax. You know, it's just kind of a natural thing you want to do to be able to have that overall experience.
The Potawatomi's announcement comes as the Menominee Nation may be recruiting a new financial partner for its proposed casino in Kenosha. The Ho-Chunk tribe wants to put up a casino and hotel in Beloit, and the Mole Lake tribe is discussing a possible casino in Sheboygan. Crawford denies the Potawatomi is sending a message to other tribes looking at the large Chicago-Milwaukee market.
I wouldn't say it's so much a message, but it's just the natural progression of our enterprise.
City and county officials in Milwaukee welcome the announcement of the Potawatomi's hotel, saying it will bring 200 permanent jobs to the area and almost 1,000 construction jobs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.